720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And anytime we can combine cool cars, fast cars, food, we are on board for that. So on the line, we have Greg Bucco. He is with the Chicago Corvettes Group. And then, of course, also on the line, one of our favorite personalities and promotional forces in food, Amanda Puck, who's leading the efforts at one of Chicagoland's great grocery destinations, the one and only Mariano's. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much, Dane.
Thank you, Dane.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for doing great things. Mariano's is always behind a lot of good causes, not only good food, it's not the only thing that they do, and this is a fun one. So I don't know which one of you guys wants to kind of share what's happening, a little bit about the collaboration and what's going on with the crews.
So I'll start, and then I definitely want Greg to talk about Chicago Corvettes. But, I mean, Dane, as you know, we love being part of the community. We love giving back to the community. And we love really engaging with our customers. And it's been a little bit of a challenge, obviously, with COVID-19, you know, kind of really, you know, managing that and keeping everyone safe. But Greg came to us with this great idea, doing 50 to 60 car Corvette caravan from Oaklawn to our store in Lombard, to our store in Crystal Lake, where the cars will all be parked outside. Customers can come see the cars. It's very, you know, safe outdoor activity. It's fun for families. And they've actually are raising money in their group to support some of the local food pantries. In Oaklawn, it's Operation Blessing. In Lombard, it's Christ the King. And in Crystal Lake, it's the Crystal Lake Food Pantry. So Greg came to us with this idea. We honestly thought it was awesome, like a great outdoor activity during these times. And we're ready to rock and roll.
So, Greg, I wanted to ask you a little bit, and we cover a lot of this stuff, not only most of the food stuff for WGN and a lot of stuff around the country, but also the car side, you know, the cruise nights, the car shows, all of that stuff. And so, Greg, before we get into Chicago Corvettes exactly and what you guys are going to do, talk about, you know, that community. It's such a great group of people all around the suburbs. Chicago has a love affair with the automobile, and the pandemic has really affected a lot of these cruise nights in communities all over the place.
It absolutely has, Dane. And, you know, for a group of guys that simply got together, you know, with Facebook and said, you know, what we're going to do through the pandemic is simply meet for a socially distant coffee, is what we called it, in April. And basically, we went through a drive-through, picked up a cup of coffee, and we were sitting in our cars, and we got out of our cars and screamed at each other and yelled at each other and talk about things. And that just kind of kept expanding to where we just get so excited about our cars and get so excited about doing good things. And the Corvette community is really special in a sense that everybody is so welcoming, warming. Everybody helps each other left and right. And we were just looking for something to do to where we could actually, you know, raise the money, help the other communities, help people out that are struggling. So we thought about this event, and that actually worked for Mariano's, they said, you know what, how can we do something together, you know, to help any community we possibly can? So, you know, I obviously thank Mariano's for giving the opportunity for us as a Corvette group to partner with them. And it's going to be a fantastic food drive.
Mariano's is a great place to go if you want to shop for things, obviously. And it's a great place to work and bring your cars as well. And for the people that have cars that are in your group, you love to show them off. You love to talk about them. But talk a little bit about, and for the listeners that hear this, people love to see them. Even if you don't have a Corvette, never had a Corvette, maybe we all sort of aspire to have one at one point. But people from all over, I mean, they really attract a crowd.
I know, and we're going to make an absolute statement. I mean, it's going to be absolutely intense to cruise 60 cars in a group from store to store. And I'm not sure how many groups actually do that, but just think about, you know, all these cars cruising together, the statement that it's going to make. We're going to be waving our, you know, our Mariano flags. We're going to be absolutely excited to show off all the cars, and we're excited to get, you know, to get the kids out to these stores. We have a ton of Hot Wheels that we're going to give away to these kids, so we're absolutely excited.
So let's talk a little bit about the timing from one store to the other store and what's going to happen on Saturday here in the area.
So, Greg, you're going to kick things off in Oaklawn at 10 o'clock. That's like sort of our kickoff point, and excited to see all the cars assembled. And funny enough, the store director at that store also has a Corvette, so he'll be he'll have his car there too. So that was a great coincidence. We're going to have members of Operation Blessing Food Pantry there to accept the donation. So we'll be meeting with them, and then we kick it off, Greg, at what time to go to Lombard?
We're going to actually leave right around 11:45. We're going to leave Oaklawn and head over to Lombard, where we'll spend, you know, from about, roughly once we get settled in, probably about noon till about 1:30, 2 o'clock-ish at Lombard. And then we'll make our final destination stop at Crystal Lake, which, you know, I'm hoping that nobody gets upset. The Corvette people like to sit around and show off their cars, so who knows what time it'll go till. But we could be there quite a while.
Quite a while showing off the cars, showing, I guess, that great collaboration between the Corvettes and the club. And, of course, Mariana's. When it comes to Lombard, it is one of the great stores, one of the newer stores, I think, in the Mariana's family. And the food pantry, was that one of the things you wanted to do some good things? Obviously, Mariana's is, you know, all about food. But to be able to support the food pantry, how did that idea come together?
Well, at Mariano's, we, you know, support many of the local food pantries near all of our stores. So we have 44 locations, and each store really has a pantry that they work with directly, as well as the two food banks, the Greater Chicago Food Depository and the Northern Illinois Food Bank. But because we already are sort of in that path, as our mission is Zero Hunger, Zero Waste as part of a bigger Kroger initiative. But it was really Greg's idea to make it, you know, not just the caravan of cars, but to also give back to the community, especially during the time during COVID. I mean, a lot of people are, you know, suffering. It's harder, you know, to make ends meet and provide meals and everything. So it really was Greg Keane's idea to do the food drive as well.
Well, we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for that. We'll have some cool pictures, get the kids out to these locations around Chicagoland, get some of the Hot Wheels for the Lombard location. I know that you guys are all about great events and big events. It's going to be tough for you to top. There was an event, Christ the King, you know, maybe 15 years ago, one of the best events they had ever was our wedding. So you guys can try to top that. So we have a connection there. It's good to see them still active and making things happen and making the world a better place coming up this weekend.
Well, we're excited. We hope you can join us, Dane. That would be awesome.
Well, we'll see what we can do. It may be great to head out there. Certainly for all the listeners, encourage everybody to get out to these locations. Again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com wherever you can see them. Of course, people will see them en route as well. So congratulations, guys, and hats off to you guys for pulling it together. A great event for all those car fans out there, and certainly for those great causes you guys are supporting. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.